you. And let's dive in.
That's time.
Here are our 12 powers. I love that little Tinkerbell moment at the end of that. Leo, that's powerful, it's gorgeous, it's magical, and those are the powers that we have studied and discussed so far in the year 2021. We are in our ninth month, our ninth power, our power of order. And if you heard my message in Friday's newsletter, you know that order is very near and dear to my heart, and I will tell you more about that. But I think that the best place to start with order is at the beginning of a day. And so here's my buddy, Karen Drucker, to get us started on how to do that.
So how do you start your day? I want to start it with love. I start my day with love. When I start my day with love, that's what I get more of, is love. Yeah, I start my day with love. When I start my day with love, that's what I get more of, is love. And the next part you go, you sing, say love. I blew it. It doesn't matter. Say love, love, love. Love, love, love. You gotta do that one more time. Oh, I start my day with love. When I start my day with love, that's what I get more of, is love. Are you singing at home? I start my day with love. When I start my day with love, that's what I get. Aura is love, and you sing love, love, love. Yourself and everyone else.
It is already a better day for me. I love me some Karen Drucker. And if you were to wake up every morning and sing about starting your day with love and with peace and with joy, infuse, that's going to set the course of order for your day. We have talked about all those other powers. I don't need to list them. We just saw them in the beautiful video that Leo created. But order, man, order is at the base of it all. We don't create order. Order is already present. And I want to share what our co-founder Charles Fillmore says about order in the Revealing Word. The Revealing Word is kind of the metaphysical little mini dictionary for the terms that we use and refer to in Unity. Order. Charles Fillmore defines order as the divine idea of order is the idea of adjustment. And as this is established in man's thought, his mind and affairs will be at one with the universal harmony. What does that mean? It means that order is always present and that we are bringing ourselves, we have the choice, the free will, to bring ourselves into alignment with order. Order is that power that is at the base of everything. It is at the root of everything. Without order, there is no universe. If you haven't figured it out yet, Leo has quite an affinity for planets and the universe. Leo is fascinated by that, and we get to receive the gift of those creations that he comes up with by using his creativity and his skills. And there is that order that just can't be explained. The order of the planets and the alignment of the planets. And even though Charles Fillmore says that the idea of divine order, the divine idea of it, is the idea of adjustment, because what it comes down to is it's really mind, idea, expression, part of the Trinity, the Holy Trinity of unity, because we know already that everything begins with a thought. Everything comes from mind. Everything begins with a thought. And from there, we bring it into expression. And what order is doing, what we are to do with order is to bring it into that Christ consciousness, to go into the highest place where our ideas are divine, where they are guided. I like to think of the absolute nugget cliff notes of order as God first. If you were to wake up in the morning, you don't have to sing a Karen Drucker song, though that's pretty fabulous to do. You don't have to put something on right away. If the first thing you do, if the first thing you would say when you wake up is God first, that would start setting the course of your day. And in fact, your homework, I'm giving you homework already, starting today, for the next 21 days, I want you to say God first, first thing in the morning. And I want you to say God first throughout the day, because that is my constant quest in putting God first. When I put God first, everything else just starts trickling into place. Order is God first. Order is your ability to keep God first in your continuous development. And our continuous development on our journey of life is really to work towards our Christ consciousness. There's never a time that we're not using order. Never a time we're not using order. It's kind of like there's never a time we're not using faith. But the important thing to remember about faith is faith is all about what we cannot yet see. And there's a lot of things in this world we cannot see. But faith is about what we can't see, because once we see the manifestation or the demonstration, it's no longer faith. It ain't faith anymore. It's manifestation. And remember that we always have all the faith. We already have all the faith that we're ever going to have. It's about using it. So order. If you can place God first in any situation, that situation has no choice but to fall into order. I've referred to this book during our 12 Power series that I really, 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 really like this book. Really like this book. It's a book by Paul Hasselbeck and Cher Holton and her husband, Bill. And they did a lot of research for years on bringing it into the current, bringing those 12 powers into our current era. It's called Power Up. And I have it right over here. And one of the things that they talk about in the power of order is practical example, practical application, practical usage. So here's where it starts becoming very near and dear to me. Some places in my life are in great order. Some things are just in order. And again, there's never a time we're not using order. Think about it. When you wake up, you are making choices all day long. That is part of the order. That is part of the sequence. And if we're making our choices from our sense consciousness all the time, from our sight, from our smell, from our hearing, if we're always, our touch, our taste, if we're always making them from there, we're not putting God first. And it's not either or, it's both and. We are human beings having the spiritual journey, right? We are spiritual beings in the flesh. And so when we put God first, we plant that seed of making decisions from our higher consciousness. So here's the great example that is as easy as it can be. Now, some of you may have your power of order strengthened. It is the location, the bodily location of order is in our navel. So that's right in the center, right in the core of where everything comes. It's kind of where all the spokes of the wheel come out. Order lies beneath everything. Okay, and no order, no power acts on its own. They always act together. So here's one about order linked with imagination. So think about in your life, think about your home. Think about the messiest place in your home. Maybe you don't have one. Maybe you have mastered order. Now, some would say overdeveloped order is kind of an OCD fastidious kind of thing in life. I have some of those tendencies where where every picture has to be straightened, the towels have to be just right. It's, you know what I mean. Everything just has to be just right. But most of us, I think, have a place that is a real hot mess. I have too many of those. And so I am constantly working on order. Now, the thing about order is when you continue to pray for order, you must take the actions, the steps that come to you. God, what next? God first, God, what next? God, what next? So here's an exercise that you can do when you are thinking about that messy place in your home and all the times that you have thought about how to create order in that space. And listen, we are actually, that's a misnomer. We are not creating order. Order already is. We're bringing ourselves into alignment with the order that already is. That's important to remember, because there's an easy concept of creating order, but order already is present. So we're bringing ourselves into alignment with it. And we do that through our affirmations and our prayers. So how many times have you thought about that messy place that just seems to have chaos in it in your home? Because as you have, you've used your order, your power of order, with your power of imagination to envision it in order, to envision it like being tidy and orderly. What you want to do is match that vision. So here's a way to do that. Here's an approach to do it. For 10 minutes, you take 10 minutes, and this is after you've kind of gotten your clarity on what it is you want, what envision what you want that to look like. You take 10 minutes, set a timer, and you go at it. You go to it. You work on that for 10 minutes. You work on that area of chaos, a area of mess. And at the end of 10 minutes, apparently, according to studies, over 90% of people will want to carry on because they've gotten so much done in 10 minutes. But if you want to stop or you need to stop, the important thing is to give yourself credit for what you got done. And that plants that powerful seed. So there's something important that I think has to be addressed in talking about our power of order. It's often misunderstood. It's often misinterpreted to be divine order. A lot of people use divine order as a magic tool. It's like thinking of God out there running things for us, that there's a God outside of us, that it's a predestination or a predetermination. And it is not. Much like order is already present, divine order is already there. And we're not creating divine order. We're bringing ourselves into alignment with it. We're participating in divine order. That's a really key, important thing to get, because divine order is thrown around a lot. Divine order. It's like Mary Poppins is going to show up and just start snapping her fingers. But here's the thing about that. Here's where their divine order is at work with Mary Poppins. It's already present. The order is already there. And what she's doing is bringing things into alignment with that order that's already present. She just has that extra little power to work it. So I want to read a little something about divine order, because I do think it's really important to get this, because it is a term that is used so often in our circles. So divine order is often used in a traditional sense, that there is a God separate from us that is ordering everything that happens in the universe, including our daily lives. The idea is that there is a set order for our lives and that all of our activities are governed by it. This is not an enlightened view. This misunderstanding of divine order leaves one feeling resigned rather than empowered. Power's out there. We've given it away. So understanding this in a different, more empowering way, divine order is the orderly sequence by which everything comes into existence. Mind, idea, expression. Everyone, everyone, without exception, uses this sequence. We cannot not use it. First, there is an idea or a thought in mind. We experience it. And then we go about bringing the thought or the idea into physical existence, or not. In the case of cleaning out that messy area that we envisioned, you probably thought about cleaning it a lot prior to actually bringing the act into physical existence. In fact, you might still be thinking about it right now. Order is the ability to organize, and it shows up in our lives in the way we organize everything, our space, our life, our schedule, our files, our work. And we might use it to sequence a series of activities to reach a goal. We use it to make plans as well as to adjust those plans according to what we encounter along the way. For example, if you're driving to a friend's house and find your usual way obstructed by an emergency road, a road work, you will, in that moment, adjust. You will use order to adjust to this new situation and resequence the way you get to your destination. Now, that's a simple example, but it's a powerful example. It's one that we can relate to. For all you drivers, and I know not everybody in New York drives, but for all you drivers, it's like using GPS. I love using my Waze app when I'm driving. I use it a lot because what that app will do is it'll set the best course. It'll take all things into account. It somehow through all the satellites, it reads what's going on everywhere and gives you the best course of action for the shortest amount of time to get where you're going. The distance might be longer, but it's a shorter amount of time to get where you're going. And the really cool thing is, because of the satellites and because of the people that are participating in it, it will adjust itself along the way. And I've seen it work so many times. And that's order. That's order. Those are the adjustments that Charles Fillmore talked about in defining order. So, order is a great thing for procrastinators. And there are areas for me that I have, not mastered, not there. And it's so funny. I thought when I was thinking about order and this message for today, I thought, I wonder if there's a Procrastinators Anonymous. Oh my God, maybe I should start one in all my spare time. Because if I'm using order, if I'm really using order, there is more than enough time in the day to do what needs to be done by me. But so often, many of you know I'm a list maker. I have a master's degree in making lists. And the challenge with that is I will make the list so long, it is humanly impossible to complete it. So I discovered something really great that I am going to start using. This is my commitment to start trying this tomorrow. I would try it today, but I'm taking the rest of today for self-care. So tomorrow I'm going to start this. It's a method, some of you may have heard of it. It's by Brian Tracy, and it's called the ABCDE method. And I'm loving this. I'm loving this approach. It's kind of jazzing me up, resonating with me. So in this approach, it's about setting your priorities, using order to set your priorities. So once you've determined what your objectives and goals are, your to-dos as goals and objectives, here's what you do as you write them down. You write them down and then you go back, and for the ones that are really, really important, the ones that you must do, the ones where there will be serious negative consequences if you don't do it, you put an A beside that one. And after you've done that, you move on and you look at the remaining items and you see what's important. These are going to be the B's. You see what's important, what you should do. Not a favorite word of mine, but what it would be a good idea to have done. Let's frame it that way. That there will be minor negative consequences if you don't do it. B, that's going to be B. And then the ones that remain, you keep looking. And C is going to be used for the things that are nice to do. Not as important as the A's or the B's. Ones that there's really not going to be any negative consequence if you don't get to it. And then D, the ones remain. D means delegate. The ones you can use to delegate. And then E, breathe with me, list makers. E stands for eliminate. You should eliminate every single activity you possibly can to free up your time. Woo. So God first. God first is the best way to start order. I am going to be talking a lot more about this in the quarterly workshop next Saturday. We're going to go over the last three powers that we have worked with: order, will, and understanding. And we're going to dive a little deeper on how to use these in our lives and see how they all work together. I wish that I had asked Leo to make a card for this to put up. It's a denial and an affirmation. And I tell you what, I will put this in Facebook today before I take off for some downtime and self-care. I will put these in Facebook because I want you to have these. It's a beautiful denial to start with that says, chaos and confusion are hereby eliminated from my life. Chaos and confusion are hereby eliminated from my life. Can you work with that? There's got to be an area somewhere in your life where there's a little bit of chaos and confusion, or you wouldn't still be on planet Earth. And then the affirmation to use after you have declared the denial is, God is first in my life and is revealing my very next step right now. God first. We don't create divine order. We participate in it. We participate in what is already present. And we have just a couple of minutes where I want to ask, I just thought of this morning. If you'd like to put something in the chat about how you would like prayer support for an area for order in your life, let's do that. Because I know that sometimes, again, living on planet Earth, we say, why me? Why me, God, when something happens? I hear it a lot. And the response to that is, why not you? Why not you? Leo, is there anything that's come in that where there's a request for support for order for someone that you could put on the screen where I could actually see it? Remember that everything is happening simultaneously, because even this is so important to get, even in that chaos and confusion is the order, lies the order. I can't see. Yes, Leah, hi. Yes, I walk a fine line between preservationist, and pack rat. So what I will say to that is that we will hold you in order to put God first. God first, and then God next, God next, God next. That's the order. We go in sequence. We don't do it all at once. We can't do it all at once. And sometimes in life, we really get this. And sometimes we just get overwhelmed by the process. We know, oh, Keith, okay, give me a second, because I'm thinking of the example of making a cake. You don't put every single ingredient into the cake at the same time. For carrot cake, you don't put the cream cheese frosting in with the cake. You bake the cake, you go through that process. There's a sequence for everything. And when we're stuck, God first, God next, God next, God next. Use that divine guidance, especially when you start finding yourself in your head and getting overwhelmed. Take a breath. It's all about one breath at a time. Keith, prayer support for the order of all my health issues. Absolutely. I hold you in prayer for that. And again, the importance in order is one moment at a time, one breath at a time. Therein lies the grace, and therein lies the understanding, moment by moment, step by step, revelation by revelation. This is about opening our consciousness, and that's where we're going on the spiritual journey. It's all about the consciousness, because kind of circling back to that why me when something happens and why not you, we've all come here to work through things. And the only way we can work through them is to experience them. And some of those experiences feel really crappy. I almost used a non-Sunday morning word. You get it. Maya, order in my closets. Oh, absolutely. Maya and Monica start with the same letter. I just had a flashback to any of you friends, fans, you know, the TV show Friends, you know, how fastidious and OCD Monica on Friends is. Do you remember the episode, the one with Monica's closet? Where there's a closet that is utter chaos. It's just shoved. It's like two garages worth of stuff in this closet. I recommend starting with that 10-minute project. Give yourself 10 minutes. So we will see you. Order for the closets. I think it was Martha Krieg, Maya, that recently said, when we put all that stuff in the closet, where we can't even see it, are we really going to use it again? Are we really going to get it out? So get centered one breath at a time. Get yourself centered and then go one guided step at a time. One more and then, woo, I didn't intend to go this long, but hello, you've met me. Rain of prayers for order in my children's lives. God first. Oh, that's a great one to end with right for now. Oh, I'm hearing Edwin Gaines the first time I heard her say, remember, God don't have any grandchildren. And then, of course, there's we're all children of God, yet we care immensely. And so I see you being able to know, Raina, that your children's lives are in order. We're all on our divine journey. Our soul has its journey, its purpose in being exactly where it is right here on planet Earth. We cannot work through something that we came here to learn without going through it. And that's a tough one. It's just a tough one for a parent to deal with. But again, it's so important to go. Oh, boom. Sorry. So important to go one moment at a time, one breath at a time. And I tell you what, I will go back later. I'll go back tomorrow and I'm going to look at this and I'm going to look at all the comments that I can't see right now. And I will hold all of it in prayer. And I tell you what, I'll go one step more. I will write it all down and I'll send it to my peeps at Silent Unity and they'll hold it in prayer for 30 days. Okay, so that way I can really sit with it and meditate with it and put some good prayer juju on it. I just so miss you all. I so wish we were together and I could be getting things in person, but I'm also really grateful for this. But you know, to get the truest guidance that we need, we got to get still. We've got to go into the silence. And I want you to continue to say God first. God first. That's two words to remember. Write it down. God first. First thing in the morning. Throughout the day, write it on the palm of your hand. But then you're going to be washing your hands a lot, right? COVID, pandemic. Write it on the back of your hand. Write it somewhere. Carry it with you. God first. 21 days. All day long, when you have a decision to make, God first. Tell somebody, I'll get back to you. God first. Let's take this into the silence right now. Let's take Take a breath and remember, we can only take one breath at a time. That's all we can do. So we breathe in and we exhale. We started with Dakota sharing, releasing and letting go. Take it to heart. The color associated with our power of order is green. See that power of green. Just envision it. Either with your eyes closed or focusing on the beautiful image in this vast universe where order exists. There could be no universe without order. Let there be light. And there was light. Because there is order. God first, one breath at a time. God first, one moment at a time. God first. One step, one divinely guided step at a time. God first brings us into alignment with the order that is already present, no matter the appearance. No matter the situation, no matter the circumstance, God is present. God is ready to be called forth from within. God first. God first. God first. let that mantra bring you deeper and deeper into the awareness of the order that is present. As we declare divine order, we participate in the process. And first, we say God first. One breath at a time. As we take just a few moments in the silence, visualize those words, God first, like water being poured, the liquid of God first being poured into the soil, becoming one, becoming inseparable. God first. It is a part of you in the silence.
Okay, I've got a song for you. It's going to have some movements to it. But this is about breathing. It's about breathing. It goes like this. One breath at a time. One breath at a time. And that's where grace comes in. One breath at a time. So that's a whole song. Sing with me now. And we do the movements. One breath at a time. Side. One breath at a time. And you scoop up like this. You go, that's where grace comes in. One breath at a time. That's the whole thing. Sing it again. One breath at a time. That's where grace. That's where grace comes in. One breath at a time. So take a deep breath. One step at a time. One step at a time. One step at a time. That's where peace. Just breathe. It's the best thing to do. Just breathe.